This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
What I like about this collaboration is that it just really did evolve.
That's harpist Yolanda Condonassis talking about her new collaboration with guitarist Jason Veo. It's a recording appropriately titled Together.
It was kind of organic in its evolution, and, you know, we picked our repertoire, and we had some things commissioned, and we did some concerts together, and, you know, in this crazy world of ours, you know, very often collaborations can feel a little bit frenetic, and this just, you know, really felt like it just kind of evolved because it wanted to.
Well, yeah, we weren't afraid of taking our time with it, because mm-hmm. and maybe that is because we knew we would always be seeing each other around
right.
at CIM, so we wanted to just sort of evolve, you know, the right way until we got a program that we were really satisfied with.
As teachers at the Cleveland Institute of Music, Yolanda Condonassis and Jason Veo have passed one another in the hallway a number of times. It was Yolanda who finally suggested they play together sometime. The first work they performed together in recital was the Sonata for Harp and Guitar by Alan Havanas. It's subtitled Spirit of Trees, and it appears on this recording.
You know, I think Havanas is such an interesting composer because he, you know, he dabbles in the mystical and the spiritual and the Asian sonorities and, you know, at times really quite traditional and tonal. So when you're dealing with two instruments that are a little bit less heard and seen together, I think it's nice to have a piece that's just a little bit of everything, something for everyone.
One goal of this collaboration, according to Yolanda and Jason, is to encourage the creation of more repertoire for harp and guitar. In fact, they offer two world premieres on this recording. One is by composer Gary Schocker, who's also a harpist. Schocker's suite, Hypnotized, contains a movement called Together, which gave this album its title.
I think the title suggests two instruments that have their own repertoire, solo repertoire, and their own chamber music repertoire as well, but kind of coming together for something that's a little bit more unusual, a little bit more unique.
It's been said by quite a few folks, and I think Jason and I would agree, that it's kind of hard sometimes to tell which instrument is playing at any given time when there's a true blend. I mean, much of what we do is a conversation, but also there's that fusion, and I think that's also suggested in the title, that it really is a blend of sound that almost creates a third instrument in a way.
The recording opens with Suite Magica by Argentine composer and guitarist Máximo Diego Pujol. Yolanda says this piece demonstrates the percussive qualities of both instruments.
It's a suite of dances. The first movement is an introduction, and then it's followed by a valse and a tango, and finished by a candombe, which is very cool because we each get a little bit of a drum solo. You know, it's just, we thought a really great way to start the album and sort of highlight that conversational fusion of sound.
Composer Keith Fitch makes special sound effects a centerpiece of his world premiere recording. The piece is called Knock on Wood.
You know, he has the harp doing glisses of all different kinds, gushing chords, washboard, strumming, whistles, which require you to slide your hand up the bass wires of the string that makes sort of a hydroplaning sound, like a whoosh. It is tricky, but he really explores the special effects potential on the harp for sure in this piece.
Together, a new recording with Yolanda Condonassis and Jason Veo, an organic collaboration between friends and colleagues.
You want to be growing and learning and getting better with each project. This is definitely one of those things where you feel like, all right, this is definitely something I haven't done before.
You know, we both have all these really cool special projects which really stretch us. And, you know, I often think of that Nelson Mandela quote that it always seems impossible until it is done. Then it gets done and you're glad you did, and now you know mm-hmm. how to do the next one.
And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.